understand. They talk to me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest is extremely talented, especially when she's not herself. She is an actress, a writer, a singer, and a voiceover artist. It is great to say hello to Barbara Heller. Barb, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. What a warm welcome. A little psychologically deranging.
Well,
but yeah.
That's what we do. Now, Impressionists, this is quite an art, and we were even having a conversation before we went on the air today. You don't see or hear many Impressionists anymore. It is a very difficult thing to perfect. So when I saw your stuff on YouTube, I was incredibly impressed. How did you get your start doing this?
Okay, so I was having trouble remembering the very first imitation that I did, but there is an old family video, and when I say video, I mean like on film, you know, from probably the early 80s.
I'm like a camcorder.
Yeah, my mom actually would whip us out of bed at midnight just to watch The Honeymooners and The Goldbergs, I think was the name of the show.
Yes.
Like, you know, people ask me all the time, why do you have this bug to like keep, you know, writing and doing funny things? And it's my mom's fault. You know, some parents are like, read the Bible, you know, and or you know, read these novels. My mom was like, get out of bed. The honeymoon is on. So like at midnight, my sister and I literally would be dragged out of bed on PBS because she was so afraid that like maybe it wouldn't be on or your show of shows. So that was my background. Like that was my, you know, my Torah, my Bible, my whatever you know, people are raised with, my Buddha, you know. And it was like comedy, or these are great artists. I want you to watch them. And so from a little kid, I would watch Carol Burnett and, you know, Sid Caesar on your show of shows, the reruns, and just be like so enamored with them. And when I was 4 years old, I don't think it was a very good impression. I'll have to dig it up. But I see myself saying, this is John Davidson on the TV show, and I'm like pretending I'm John Davidson.
Wow.
And I don't even know if I watched more than one episode because, like, I guess it was on or a rerun, whatever. But that was the first impression that is on tape of me doing it. I was 4 years old. And the fact that I have to say this is John Davidson is a pretty good indication it probably wasn't very good.
And but it's amazing because look at how you didn't even go, you know, for the easy one. You went to do a guy when you were 4 years old.
Right. You went right into the hard stuff.
Oh my! You're watching like some like old rerun of That's Incredible, and all of a sudden, for some reason, John Davidson just comes out and kind of like just gets you where it matters most, and you do his voice. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was trying. I was four, but I was doing it, and with the long blonde hair, and like, you know, I don't know what I was thinking.
Growing up, as you got a little bit older, maybe in your teen years or whatever, did you see that yourself finding influences in other actors and actresses?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had pictures on my wall of Dana Carvey, Helen Hunt, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I didn't have wallpaper. I had them. I would, like, cut them out of, like, people. And my sister's a songwriter. She's actually very talented and very successful in that world. But she would walk out of the movies singing the songs verbatim. Like, we'd hear a song once, and she would just, like, from Aladdin, and she knew every word. And I would come out imitating Aladdin, you know, like, one jump ahead of the bloodline. Like, I would just take on the character, you know, and I actually know, you know, it's weird because as you live in Hollywood, you, like, meet some of these people in person. I'm like, oh, Brad Kane, when I was little, I, like, imitated you. Yeah, like, I could take on their voice. I could take on the way that they walked. And sometimes my mom would call me, you know, when I was in college and, you know, I was far away from home, and she'd say, Barbara, while you were sleeping tonight, it's you! It's you!
You know, I love your impression of your mom.
Like, freaked out, you know, because I could do her or whatever. But yeah, I think my biggest influences, getting back to the question, were like Dana Carvey and Nora Dunn, you know, the Sweeney sisters, Jan Hooks, like, I grew up when Saturday Night Live was rocking.
Time now to be joined by some of the most talented women in the world.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so here we go. Now, you mentioned already, so let us lead into the one and only Sandra Bullock.
Somebody? Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, you smell so good. Okay, sir, there's a train coming, and it's an express. Sir, man.
I love the breathlessness of the whole thing. Wow. While you were sleeping, yeah. I felt like I was just popping in the old DVD and watching it. All right, here we go. How about Mini Driver?
If you don't love me, then I will walk out this door and I won't call you. And I want you to say that you don't love me. And I won't call you, but I don't want to take back. I just want you to come to California with me. Will.
Oh, poor Minnie.
Wow.
How about Fran Drescher?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, that's so funny. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, you know, I tell women all the time, don't settle. You know what I mean? I love to tell people, what are you talking about? You know,
Oh, Fran.
You have to just put yourself out there and you go for it. And that's how I met my husband. He looks very different from me. He's Indian, but he's a wonderful, wonderful man. And I'm very blessed.
My goodness. How about Melissa McCarthy?
Okay. All right. We're going to go out there and we're going to shake our asses like the rest of the foxes. You smell that? Can you feel the heat of my undercarriage? Yeah, powerful. You know what it is? It's Spanx. I'm wearing Spanx. Yeah, you can feel that? Why don't you take a little closer look? Don't be shy. Get in there. Come on. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
That's closer than I ever wanted to get to Melissa McCarthy my entire life. How about Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet. All right. So for Kate, we have both the normal voice, but then we also have the American voice.
Yes.
The future belongs to those who know where they belong. You see, it's funny it's so weird. There's so many British actresses that do American so
right.
well. But then there's like that weird force, like my ear, because like I'm really attuned to pitches.
You can hear them wrapping their tongues around the consonants, yes. And in a very weird way. All right, now let's hit a couple of singers. All right, how about the one that I've had more than enough of? The one and only Idina Menzel.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the earth and sky.
Glasses are breaking in her house. Her neighbors just called the police. Wow. Wow. And all of a sudden, every burglar alarm in the neighborhood just went off. My goodness. All right, you know what? We're pressed for time. We're going to do one more. Let's do Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, how was it? Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now, because my loneliness is killing me, and I still believe.
Wow.
When I'm not, okay.
Very nice.
Very good.
Britney Spears in the house.
Very good.
Very, very good. All right, Barbara, tell us, what do you have coming up? What else are you doing right now?
Well, I'm auditioning for a television show that might include some of this stuff. I can't
Ooh.
Say which one.
Okay.
But next week, so hopefully we'll be able to promote that along with this interview coming up shortly. I just wrote a movie, and I'm pitching it around based on Finding Barb, which was a stage musical that I did here in L.A. and on tour for a while. Excuse me. And it's actually a dramedy musical.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit like In the Vein of Once, or Begin Again, that kind of thing. And it's based on my life, but a lot shorter because it's a movie.
Okay.
And what else? I do improv around town. I'm auditioning all the time, and I'm going to be, well, I don't actually know if I can say that, but, you know, I do a lot of voices for celebrities, so I'm in a lot of movies that are coming out. But
so there's a lot of stuff in the hopper, yes. Well, you know
I'm not always allowed to say what I do.
Oh, I understand.
Double for them.
Yeah. Now, we don't want to be the interview that destroyed the career. No, well, you can check out Barbara's website at barbheller.com. Also, check her out on YouTube. She is a scream. Barbara Heller, thank you so much for joining us here in America Weekend.
Thank you so much. It was such a blast. You have such a great voice yourself.
It's well, thank you.
He sure does.
See, that's how I ended up on the radio, I guess. There you go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Debbie is out of a job and living hand to mouth. One day, she was so hungry, she fished the coins out of a fountain down by the courthouse. She was arrested for petty theft with $2.87 in her pocket. Debbie thought the fountain coins didn't belong to anybody, so she wasn't really stealing. Is that a legitimate legal defense? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
For theft, the perpetrator must intend to take someone's property. Debbie truly believed the coins didn't belong to anybody, so without intent, there is no crime. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you got a friend who likes to pick fights. You know the type. They can argue about everything and they know everything. Tired of the verbal sparring? Well, here's how to stop it in the social science setting. It's called the illusion of agreement, and it stops potential arguments before they start. Here's what to do. The next time you and your friend don't see eye to eye, don't get sucked into their argumentative trap. Say instead, you know, you could be right. Then walk away. Saying you could be right and keeping your real thoughts to yourself creates the illusion of agreement. It stopped an argument in its tracks because you haven't given them anything to use against you.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It takes ammunition to fight a battle. If you don't give them any, they can't fight. You, however, just took their control away. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.